Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Horton reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Olander moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. Horton scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. One out. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster. throws the ball into Hydman, who tags Conigliaro trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Moses reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McDowell trying to get to third. Petrocelli throws to Schofield, who tags McDowell for the out. Belander moves to second. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Veda Pinson now playing right field. Billy Conigliaro pinch hits for Gary Peters. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.